You'll be glad you did.
Praise.
Voters going to the polls today, and we'll see what happens in some key primary races. There are definitely some to watch. We're going to talk about that. Speaking of watching, there's a whole lot of watching going on when it comes to the oil spill. Lots of boats trying to help, and people from the shoreline with their binoculars seeing whether or not the stuff is starting to lap up on their particular shores. Tarballs have landed in Key West, although they cannot be directly traced to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, at least not yet. It is a big concern because Key West, now you're talking about going all the way around Florida toward the eastern shores and the Atlantic side of things. So imagine what happens to the rest of that state. It does depend on tides and all that sort of thing, and more currents than tides. And also how much is gushing out, how much is being contained and siphoned. It's the same thing that we've been talking about now for almost 4 weeks. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as always, here at the helm of America Tonight. To the left, to the right, and all those spaces in between. You're always welcome to join the show with your comments at 800-259-5791. A couple of other things. The new Miss USA, an Arab American girl from Michigan who was crowned over the weekend, could lose her tiara. The young lady was part of a morning show Stripper 101 contest, so some of the photos have been posted. She was the champ back a couple of years ago, in 2007, and she had a tank top on and some shorts, and there were other girls there. It was just a morning show deal. But for some, it's over the top. But here we go again. This is the second year in a row there's been controversy with Miss USA. Go to the website, take a look at the photo, and tell me what you think. Go to americatonight.net. Also, the blunder of the day. The blunder of the day is this. What should the Chicago Cubs do? They are facing their own little controversy. It's not over a player. It's not over Crazy Lou Piniella kicking a base or arguing over some play. No, it's not about that. Instead, the Cubs' lease is expiring in Arizona, as they're part of what is called the Cactus League. They play their spring training games there. So many Latino groups are protesting and calling the Cubs and emailing and all that sort of stuff and saying this is a chance for the Cubs to shake loose and go to Florida as a way of protesting against what's happening in Arizona. And what is happening in Arizona? Oh, you know what's happening in Arizona. It's that tough new immigration law that's really already on the books. But most of the people that are against the new immigration law haven't even read it. They haven't even read it. So the Cubs have not said anything. They haven't said what they're doing. They haven't said that they're going to abandon Arizona and head to Florida. The Cubs have been there forever and ever. It's one of the coolest things if you go to Arizona. I mean, I like Florida, too. I've done the spring training in both places many, many times. And it's neat. You used to go to this Ho-Ho Cam Park with the Cubs, and it's just this tradition that the people migrate from Illinois who are diehards and get a chance to see some of their favorite players while they're doing the spring training deal. So are things getting out of control, and are the Cubs idiots if they bow down to the pressure from any groups in the city? I don't care who the groups are or elsewhere. This is what it's all about now. Also, Arizona is the site for Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, and there's pressure to move that All-Star Game, which that's not going to happen. There's no way Bud Selig, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, is going to say that they're going to move that. It cannot happen at this point with the money that's been spent and everything else. It is a way to get some publicity, but I don't think so. So you can check that out if you go to Blunder of the Day. That's also on the website at americatonight.net. And you can throw in your 2 cents. The president did just that when he was talking about freedom of speech relating to also Daniel Pearl. Remember him? He was the Wall Street Journal reporter who was beheaded on video. Awful thing that happened after 9/11. Check this out.
I am very proud to be able to sign the Daniel Pearl Freedom of Press Act. Obviously, the loss of Daniel Pearl was one of those moments that captured the world's imagination because it reminded us of how valuable a free press is. All around the world, there are enormously courageous journalists and bloggers who, at great risk to themselves, are trying to shine light on the critical issues that the people of their countries face.
All right, I'd have to say bravo to that. Daniel Pearl was one of those guys who risked it all. And, you know, there was even a movie done with Angelina Jolie where she played his wife in the movie, and it was just a sad story. He was chasing after a story and thought he was, you know, going to get an inside scoop on, jump on something related to 9/11, and, you know, he was ambushed. So the part I also like is that the president's coming out and talking about how important it is for freedom of the press, because there's been this thing called the Fairness Doctrine that many of you have called this radio show to talk about. And the Fairness Doctrine started to make some waves because Bill Clinton was saying, yeah, you know, we need the Fairness Doctrine. There were other former presidents and people that jumped on the bandwagon, too. And it had to do with relating to news talk, especially because of what you're hearing on the radio saying it's not, you know, it's not fair, it's not balanced, all that other sort of stuff. And to that, especially with news talk, I say is ridiculous. It's all about freedom of speech. And we have freedom of speech so that people who don't like what they're hearing on the radio have the freedom to turn to a different station or completely turn the radio off. And the pressure that would be put upon so many people if the Fairness Doctrine went through would be outrageous. Now, President Obama has said he would not sign such a thing, and I believe this freedom of the press deal relating to Daniel Pearl is absolutely a step in the right direction, and it makes me feel like there is a great chance the Fairness Doctrine and all of the jumping up and waving the hands over the Fairness Doctrine might just go away, which would be a very, very good thing, my friends. Because we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We do. We have the chance to argue and disagree with each other. Imagine that. There are so many other places where you can not do that, where your head would be cut off if you dared to try and do that. So whether you like that particular brand of whatever it is you hear coming out of the box, it doesn't matter. You have the right to turn to a different station, and you don't have to listen to it. In China, they have it pumped out right behind their ears when they're sitting on the sofa. Whatever the state-run nonsense is, that's what comes out. In Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, does the same thing. It is all state-run. In fact, it's almost Hugo Chavez all the time. Whatever he says goes, basically. There's no free media there, free press there, and we certainly don't want that. All right, coming up, we're going to tell you about Bret Michaels. Remember the whole deal with he's in the hospital. It doesn't look like he's going to make it, and he's still on that show, Celebrity Apprentice. Anyway, he apparently was on a daytime TV show, and he talked about what it felt like right before he had to be hospitalized. Hang with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 17, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $12.2540. A 1 ounce gold coin may be purchased for $12.5807, $6.2903 for the half ounce, or $3.1452 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.5807, $6.2903, or $3.1452.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Tonight, we're going to let you hear what Bret Michaels has to say now that he's out of the hospital. And, man, he was so close to death. Also, a little bit more on primary day. Testing some big ones, certainly, for the fall elections. How about some of those veteran senators? Are they going to be able to survive this? This is going to be interesting in Pennsylvania. And it's a multi-million dollar battleground, is what they're calling it, of choice. On Tuesday for both parties, but there are a lot of themes absolutely at play here. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello. Just think, in Pennsylvania, they'll be doing two things: watching Arlen Specter lose, and then watching your Flyers win.
Yeah, I think they're going to watch. I think you're right about Specter. I think they're going to see him fall big time, and it'll be interesting. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. A lot of this is going to be blowback on health care legislation, and can the Republicans woo the crossover support from the independents and the Democrats coming up in the fall? So, yeah.
And I'm seeing Sarah Palin because I was watching the news here, and she's been doing a lot of traveling here trying to endorse. Is she doing that just because those potential candidates are losing, or is it because it looks good that said, hey, Sarah Palin's endorsing us, therefore we have no trouble in winning?
Oh, so, I think it's to get her endorsement, thinking that'll woo some of the people, yeah.
Right, and I mean, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, boy, you people in America, you really are, you know, I mean, it's like one thing that happened 2 years ago, and it's affecting, and some people are saying, well, that's why I'm not going to vote for Spector. Or I think in Utah there's supposed to be some big, you know.
Well, there already was. There was a guy that was booted out that
right.
had been there forever and ever. And, you know, when you talk about Pennsylvania, Spector switched parties a year ago
right.
and then got Obama to support him. And also Ed Rendell, who's the governor. And here he is. He's trying to win his sixth term, but his first is a Democrat. But now there's a guy named Joe Sestak who's grabbing a lot of momentum. He's got a TV commercial, Sam, that we talked about one night on America Tonight that showed Arlen Specter saying he had switched parties so he could win re-election.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of edited his words together, but it's, you know, it's resonating with people. So we'll see if he's going to even be in the race.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. I mean, but you know, and I'm thinking, I mean, even here, I mean, even in Vermont, they're, you know, they're supposed to be picking a new governor, and there are like five people who are up for Jim Douglas's seat. So, I mean, I'm watching that, even though with all due respect to the people of the great state of Vermont, it's not exactly a, how shall I put it? I mean, I don't want to put it without insulting them. It's not exactly, I mean, if there's a big upset, it won't make the front page of the New York Times type thing. You know, but
yeah,
I mean,
it would if it's everything all the way around. Like if you take all these races, like in Kentucky,
right.
there's a big one there too, because you've got, you know, Rand Paul,
right.
who's running for the Republican side, the son of Ron Paul. He's been a guest on America Tonight. And then
right.
you have the Secretary of State, Trey Grayson.
Right.
You know, it's, we'll see what happens. Cause that's a big deal. Either they're going to be the nominee,
right.
or they're going to win the primary, or they're out.
Right. I mean, obviously, okay, even though Pennsylvania doesn't border on Canada, it's just that I've known about Specter for like eons. That's why I'm, you know, sort of semi watching it. But I guess, from my past experiences, I only watch like, races that only border like Michigan,
yeah.
Vermont, New York, and whatever. And now there's a big stink. I don't know if you've heard. One of the biggest border crossings in terms of business is the one between Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit. And the government of Canada, I mean, they wants to build another bridge because that's how much business there is. But the bridge is not owned by, it's not shared by each other. It's owned by some corporation who is saying that if the Canadian government builds another bridge, they're going to sue. I'm thinking, what for? I mean, as Michael Douglas said in the movie Wall Street, greed is good. So I figured,
yeah, more crossings, right?
Right, more crossings, which means more money for either one of our countries, or if the Detroit Red Wings want to save some money and drive up to Louisville, I mean Toronto. Yeah, that's what one of the local networks about a month ago called Toronto, Louisville.
Really?
Yeah, well, because of from the sports angle.
Right, I gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, my prediction for tomorrow night, I am praying Montreal 4, Philadelphia 2. I know it won't happen, but it's always nice to dream.
Flip that around on the backside and call us tomorrow. Thanks, Sam.
Okay, take care.
Because I think it'll be reversed with the Flyers. And talking about these, what's coming up here on these primaries, I mean, already we've seen what's happened. The Republican Senator Bob Bennett of Utah, he didn't have enough support at the state convention to qualify for the primary. Also, you had the Dem, Alan Mulahan of West Virginia, who had been there forever. He lost his bid for renomination 2 weeks ago. Interesting things are definitely afoot. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hello.
Hey, Kate. By the way, are those Montreal loser fans still booing our national anthem up there?
We'll see. I think so, yeah.
I think we got to cut off complete ties with them. So pull all our factories out of there and let them starve. I'm just kidding. And, Kate, I do owe an apology. You know, when I think I'm wrong, I on your show before I have admitted, right?
Uh-huh.
And I really was ripping on the Tea Party after, you know, Bob Bennett got knocked out of the primary. But I'm looking around and, it's happening on both sides. You know, this guy, like you said, this West Virginia guy was a hardcore Democrat. He's out. And, you know, people are just, I guess the one thing the Tea Party is doing is they're not focused on everybody, basically just getting all of Washington changed. You know, that's part of the, I wanted to kind of lead that into the immigration. That's kind of the issue that's going on right now, Kate, with this immigration deal with Arizona is nobody's done anything about immigration for, you know, buku time. So Arizona finally passes a law to try to, you know, like we talked before, you know, they already can do what the new law says they can do. I mean, you know, if an officer pulls you over and you got a driver's license, you don't got insurance, and, you know, you got no identification on you that says you belong in the United States. You know, it doesn't matter what color you are, he's going to take you in or call the INS and, you know, ICE and have them come pick you up or whatever. And
that's right.
And, you know, or check at least to see, you know, is this guy even belong in the country, you know? But the thing is that, you know, nobody, for so long, nobody's done anything. The federal government won't touch the issue. You know, I mean, they were building a fence, and this idiot Napolitano, she stopped building it. And, you know, whether you want to believe it, they're trying to gain votes in the future, you know, or expand their party, you know, whatever side you want to take that to. But the thing is, Arizona finally does something about it, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my, you know, people are protesting this thing, Kate. It's a 10-page bill, okay? I pulled it up this weekend on the internet. Believe it or not, I was actually on a computer, and I read the thing, you know, and just so I could, you know, not feel like a hypocrite when I'm talking about it,
sure.
You know? And these idiots that are against it, they don't even read it. They just listen to what everybody else tells them.
That's right, including the attorney general who didn't read it.
Exactly, and the point is it's this big hoo-ha now because somebody's finally trying to do something about it, you know? I mean, they expect, and it was interesting because I was talking with a couple of people this weekend, and I know for a fact that they're here legal, you know, in the United States. They came across legally, and, you know, I was talking with them about it, and they just had the opinion that, you know, it's not against the law for, you know, they know they're breaking the law, but it's not against the law to do it. I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? I said, well, you guys don't enforce it, so, you know, you don't enforce your speed limits, so.
That's the problem, yeah.
You know, and it's just, and so now, you know, it sounds like, oh, somebody's finally doing something about it, so let's lead the whole coalition against Arizona, you know, and I'm just surprised that, you know, and I'm shaking my head because the biggest laugh of the whole thing, Kate, is California. I listen to this state, you know, listen to one of their news channels. They're $22 million or $19 million in debt right now. Their budget's $19 million in the hole. Yep, they're spending $10 billion. They're spending $10 billion a year on illegal immigrants.
I know, and that's the problem in a nutshell. You nailed it, Don. That's the problem in California. Brett Michaels next.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Good morning, joggers. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
After 70 years, is what he goes there for. Is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and see. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Some people think that the photo of the current Miss USA is too lusty. See what you think. Go to AmericanTonight.net and check it out on our notes from the scorecard page. Right there on the front, you can find it. You can see and be the judge and read the story, the details on this current Miss USA. Will she lose her tiara? My prediction is probably not. I think that Donald Trump will back her up, especially after what happened last time around with Carrie Prejean and how long that went on, and then ultimately ended up with the sex tape and whatnot, and she ended up not being Miss USA, but it was almost the end of the run anyway. In this case, I would be stunned if they took it away from her, but you decide. Go look at it. It was a morning show stunt, pretty much, where they had different girls come in and dance on a pole, and she won. So she has won something before. It was in 2007, but you can make up your own mind. How about this story? I think this is an incredible story. Bret Michaels goes into the emergency room, is fuzzy, can't see, is having all these problems, has a brain hemorrhage, and now emerges and is talking about doing the finale for the Celebrity Apprentice. It's stunning. And I guess in certain conditions, other people do survive brain hemorrhages. When I think brain, anything with a brain, I think of how deadly it can be. And if you said, hey, my friend had a brain hemorrhage, I'm not thinking they're walking out of the hospital a couple weeks later. So Bret Michaels and Donald Trump were both part of, I think, Oprah Winfrey's show today, and I thought it was interesting what they had to say about it.
It just exploded instantly, ran from my temple down to the back of my skull. And that's, at that point, I went into, I knew something was severely wrong.
Most people wouldn't have made it to the hospital. They say 50% of the people that have what he had don't make it to the hospital. And he not only made it, but he had some great doctors that really did something very quickly and saved him. And, you know, now he's talking about being on the finale in a week, which is at the end on Sunday Night Live.
Yeah, Matt, you watched this, too. I mean, you were following this when we were talking about it. I guess it's like I said, anybody listening to me, if you've ever had a friend or if you've ever had any kind of a problem yourself, it just seems when you say brain hemorrhage, you're just not thinking the person is coming out of this the way he came out of it. I think it's his recovery is pretty miraculous.
Yeah, it definitely is. But what a shill that Trump is getting the, oh, it's live Sunday night, by the way. That's when
of
the
course.
Finale is. And, you know, Bret Michaels is definitely living off a little bit of the publicity as well. Because, I mean, I don't think he should be probably be going on a show, you know, a week or so after he's out of the hospital for having a brain hemorrhage.
Hey,
that's
Doc, is it okay if I go on television?
That's probably not recommended by the doctors.
Yeah, probably not. But just, it's just stunning to me. And I know there's probably some doctors listening cringing because I know I read a report that there are people that get exactly what, get the same kind of thing happen to them that Bret Michaels have and they survive it. It just doesn't seem right. I just know that I would panic if somebody called me and said that one of my friends or somebody had had a brain hemorrhage. I'd be racing to get to the hospital, you know, just concerned out of my mind for what's going to happen to them and not thinking, I mean, of course, thinking positive things, but not thinking that, geez, this is probably a matter of days or maybe even a week and they'll be out of the hospital, no problem. Like it was just some kind of bruise. Ah, no problem. This is a problem, and this is something that we've already talked about, but it's worth mentioning again because we're all trying to pinpoint where we believe the oil will touch down. And already it has touched down, but we're talking about in some of the bigger beach areas, especially Florida, because so many people, frankly, go to Florida for the summer or go there, the snowbirds from the Northeast or from the Midwest, and they've got homes there and have worked their whole lives to spend 6 months of the year or however long it is in Florida. And now what we're seeing is BP is saying they feel like they're starting to get some control over the spill and the huge plumes of crude that have already spilled. But right now there's this thing called a loop current that they are concerned about, being concerned, we're talking about scientists, and thinking that this could carry the mess all the way to the Florida Keys and even beyond. And when you think of the Florida Keys, because I've had the pleasure of being there and the snorkeling and the coral reefs and the wildlife there, already the tar balls have come up. About 20 tar balls were found off of Key West on Monday. They're going to do a lab analysis to determine the origin. That's key. And that's probably going to take a day or two. But the Florida Park Service, during a shoreline survey, found the balls. And I saw photographs of them. They're about 3 to 8 inches in diameter. So, wow, this is a month, just about a month since the platform exploded. And BP is still struggling to stop that leak. I mean, over the weekend, they finally got this stopper and tube combination to siphon some of the gushing oil into a tanker. But, you know, hey, there's already millions of gallons in the Gulf. And the loop current, just so you know, I had to have someone explain this to me today. Here's how it was explained to me. The loop current is a ribbon of warm water that it begins in the Gulf. If you've ever been in the Gulf of Mexico, it's amazing. And wraps around Florida. Some say that that current is drawing the crude through the Keys and then up the Atlantic coast. So the oil might even avoid the beaches of Miami and Fort Lauderdale, but could wash up around Palm Beach. And scientists expect the oil to get no further than probably Cape Canaveral, midway up the coast, before it's carried out to sea and becomes more diluted. Isn't that odd? So it all has to do with this ribbon of warm water as to where it goes. And some of those areas along the coastline could be spared from all of it. But the Florida shoreline that we're talking about, like the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary, it's the third longest barrier reef in the world. Did you know that? I mean, I knew it was up there when I went there. I remember reading that. But it's more than a puff piece. It's true. And this is 221 miles long that we're talking about. So the snorkeling is huge there. Fishing is big. Tourists love Key West. I mean, tourists come from all over the place to go to Key West. So this is a pretty big, big blow. In the meantime, a couple of other quick hits on the oil spill to get you up to date, because this is what I get most of my email about. You know, we talk about water cooler buzz, and that's what America Tonight's about. It's about the water cooler buzz and what's happening and what you really give a crap about. And I know you care about those primaries. That's big. I think we might see some changes coming up. We'll have a lot to talk about on our next show. Is Rand Paul going to be the guy who gets in for the Republicans to run or not? What's going to happen in Pennsylvania? There are some really intriguing things happening. But besides that, the oil spill is absolutely on everyone's mind. So far, BP, which I could care less what they spend on it, but they've spent $500 million on the spill. They say they're never going to produce oil from that well, although it's interesting. We're never going to produce well from the oil from that well, but they didn't rule out drilling anywhere else in the reservoir. Hey, we're going to plug this one up, but we saw that it was gushing so much, we're going to go not too far away, maybe a couple miles in a different direction. So in the meantime, they're possibly opening up a criminal investigation. Barbara Boxer and some of the Dems are calling on the Justice Department to do that. They're going to establish a presidential commission to investigate the spill. And that's not a bad deal, because then that's somebody who's objective. It's not a politician. It's a group of people completely independent from having a tie possibly to any of these oil guys or any politicians. This has happened before in the past, so, yeah, I wouldn't rule that out as something bad. I think that's probably something good. So Cruz are collecting stuff, and over the next few days they're trying to figure out what the next move is. They're trying to do what they're doing slowly, because another part of the problem is something we've talked about before. They have these ice-like crystals that form as they're trying to lower this concrete and steel box over the blown-out well. So they've got it. Everything they do, they have to be careful with that, because that doesn't help them. Then whatever it is that they put down, they can't have it there. It doesn't work if the crystals form on it. And BP is hoping that they're going to be able to suck off as much of the oil as they can with the siphoning, but it's definitely not a permanent solution. It's a thing called top kill that at least they're going to be able to pull as much of it out as they can, so they're getting something off of the top of the water anyway. But it's nasty business. I mean, we all know it. And it's the reason why I said that we have to dive into it, because all of you care about this. Many of you are looking at vacations or going to visit people or whatever, judging by the emails I'm getting from the Midwest and from the East and, you know, from other areas, wondering where does it all end up, and am I still going to be okay? How do the cops feel about the Arizona immigration law? We're going to talk about that and a couple of other things on the flip side. Hang with us.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact.
our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners, receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me.
Maybe the oil spill has been a distraction, but, you know, we were talking so much about financial reform, so-called financial reform, and what was going to happen because of this whole banks are too big to fail thing, and what an easy layup that was for Chris Dodd and some of his cronies to say, oh, we need to, this is going to be the sweeping legislation. But it's the same thing. You have to look at what's in that legislation. Looks too good on the surface? Probably is. It's filled with all kinds of special interests under further scrutiny. So here's the scoop. On Thursday, the Senate is supposed to vote on this, which could be the most widespread, sweeping financial reform legislation of all time since we can remember. And my favorite White House flack, Robert Gibbs, who I think bungles everything, had this to say in response to what's happening with financial reform.
There's some reason to believe that the Senate will conclude its business this week. Obviously, the next steps will be working through those differences with the House, and I think we'll have a bill to the president's desk somewhat shortly.
Yeah, but what's the bill containing? What is truly underneath all of this? What is in it that we're not going to like? And is it true that really the small businesses are going to get smashed and ultimately you're going to end up paying more taxes and it's the middle class getting squeezed? The whole idea of the bank's too big to fail, they shouldn't have been lent the money in the first place. And what about Fannie and Freddie? Fannie and Freddie get a free pass and just have their hand out and get more money. It's ridiculous. They're not even part of what the financial reform is. Ridiculous. From all that I can tell and what I've been able to pick apart, and we're going to have a conversation with a financial analyst on our next show about this, I'm going to say this is not the kind of reform, if you were thinking there should be some kind of reform, that you really want to hear about. Because the bad guys are still going to be the bad guys, and the people that are in the middle who have no idea they're getting squeezed are the ones who are going to get squeezed. So Gibbs really didn't say much of anything, but what else is new there? Newt Gingrich had plenty to say because we're talking primaries, baby, and it's primary time. Some interesting races, including the stuff that I just talked about with Rand Paul. Is he going to be the Republican nominee? What's ultimately going to happen in Kentucky? That's a very big one. In Pennsylvania, also a very big one. But elsewhere as well, this is just the first step, the primaries for some. And ultimately, the fall, I think, is we're going to see a lot of change. For Arlen Specter, I mean, this guy's been a politician forever. So do they choose the guy who jumped ship to go to another party to get reelected? Do they go, they, being the voters in Pennsylvania, go with what I would call an anti-establishment candidate, at least in this primary anyway? And both Specter and Joe Sestak, the guy who's running as well against him, are pushing for the African-American vote in Pennsylvania, knowing there's a big sway there. So here's what Newt Gingrich had to say.
We're unhappy with Washington. We want people who are going to fight to change Washington. And I believe that's going to be a characteristic all across the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's pushing for change in Washington. It's that same old familiar theme. Remember, the government is about us. If you ever forget that, if you ever feel like you don't have a stake in this, you definitely do. It's we, the people. You pick the representatives who are supposed to represent us, who are supposed to represent the people. All right, I want to make sure I squeeze this in as we are starting to get up against it. You can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. But the Arizona immigration law, I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, and I asked him about it, and it's kind of one of these things that police are divided on in the U.S. You know, everybody's got an opinion on what's going on in Arizona, which, by the way, if you look at the law, it's already something that's been on the books forever. There's nothing different, and most people who should read it, meaning like the Attorney General, Eric Holder, before he comments on it, hasn't read it. But this so-called tough new law cracking down on immigration, illegal immigration, has been raised to other police departments, because there are other states considering doing the similar thing that's been done in Arizona. So what are other officers saying? Are they saying that it could be racial profiling of Hispanics? Are they saying that this is something that's good? And I think it's a mixed bag. From what I've been able to find out, and everybody has an individual opinion, whether it's Jersey cops or Texas cops or chips guys in California, and also depends on if they're on or off the record. A lot of police unions say that, you know, if you've got this illegal immigration problem and smuggling and the feeling of being helpless when dealing with people that are in the country illegally, it's probably a good tool so you'll be able to arrest them. And remember, it requires police enforcing another law. This is what gets lost in this. To verify a person's immigration status, if there's reasonable, that's the key, suspicion that they are in the U.S. illegally. Illegally. And this is something that already is out there. It's just not being enforced. So on Monday, police bosses from Maryland and Nevada condemned the law, saying that it could take up vital resources and destroy relationships with immigrant communities. This is what we heard from the mayor of Phoenix if they're implemented in their own states. And the reason why they're saying that is because they know that those are two states that are considering. There are nine other states that are looking at the possibility of doing the same thing. So the police chief in one of them anyway, in Montgomery County in Maryland, and that's a suburb of Washington, came out to make sure that he was on the record because he's somebody who's the chief of police is okay to go on the record. He's saying he doesn't have the resources to enforce federal immigration violations by people who aren't disrupting the community. See, and this is where it gets out of control. That's not what this law is about, at least the way it is and the way it reads on the books in Arizona. It's not about cruising around and trying to just bust people because as somebody was suggesting, look at their shoes to decide if they're illegal. It's ridiculous. Arizona is getting this black eye because people are not correctly interpreting the law in the first place. So here's the thing. The law takes effect. Somebody asked me this in an email. The law takes effect July 29th unless it's blocked by some of the court challenges. Being in the country illegally would become a state crime, and Arizona residents could sue an agency or an officer, see, this is the key thing, if they feel they aren't enforcing immigration laws to the fullest extent. The legislation in Arizona, people also forget this, of course, was passed in part with the muscle of the unions. That's the long and the short of it. So there's this criticism that's been out there since this law's adoption back on April 23rd. There have been all these boycotts. I told you about the Chicago Cubs and the pressure that they're starting to feel from Latino groups saying that they need to get out of Arizona or they're not going to be supported by some of the fans for spring training. They need to go to Florida because how can you be in a state like Arizona? There's talk of boycotting the Major League All-Star Game, Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which I don't think will happen. And you know, a bunch of other things. Forget the conventions there. And it seems like it's more about more criticism than it is about praise. And I said this the other night. I applaud the governor for, you know, what she has done because she took a stand by signing it and knowing she could have stopped it. She could have not signed it into law, even if it never really sees the light of day, which is a very good chance that could happen. There's a very good chance it never kicks in. Like I said to you, there could be some precedents challenging the constitutionality that, you know, they'll step in and there'll be basically what I would call a stay on the matter. Trust me, this won't be the last that we're talking about this one.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Idiot! It's simple! Why is the government not providing us with health insurance? I mean, what is this? Like some kind of socialist country or some kind of communist dictatorship? This is insane! This is un-American! You don't pay for health insurance! That's crazy!
Worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan! We're at the threshold of hell!